Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Steve Barber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson moves to third. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson scores. Davis moves to second. It's 1-0, Pilots. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Comer moves to third. It's 2-0, Pilots. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Comer scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pilots. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fosse for a passed ball. Hegan moves to third. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill takes first base on ball four. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Indians nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Davis steals second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Pilots. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson throws the ball into Horton who tags Hegan trying to return to first, for the out. Davis scores. Comer moves to second. It's 5-0, Pilots. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Pilots. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Indians 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gill strikes out. There goes Haney. The throw from Fossey to Brown, and Haney is out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Brown moves to second. It's 5-2, Pilots. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Indians 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum strikes out. Haney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sheinblum out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Indians 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Comer moves to second. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Comer moves to third. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Comer scores. It's 6-2, Pilots. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gill moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Steve Barber. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gill moves to third. Euler moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is walked intentionally. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gill scores. Oilers scores. Minger moves to second. It's 8-2, Pilots. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Talbot now pitching. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kroll. Comer moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a line drive into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oiler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Comer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMay pinch hits for Ray Fosse. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.